Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel with a Black Swan event to talk about in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
It's time for the 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, happening Saturday, March the 21st at 12:30 at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 125 registered Angus bulls, 40 registered Angus females, and 30 commercial Angus spring calving heifers with many calves at their side. Catalogs are available online at pollardfarms.com, or you can call 580-758-1464. The 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March the 21st in Waucomas, Oklahoma.
The stock market being hammered. The energy market, crude oil prices with their biggest one-day loss since 1991. And the cattle market, mighty bad. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. Dr. Peel says it is a very unusual market and one that is impossible to know exactly where we're going next.
We absolutely do not know. This is a different deal. You know, we describe this as a black swan type event, those unforeseen, unpredictable things that jump up and have huge impacts. But this is a little different than the kinds of things we've seen before in the beef industry. You know, most of these events, think of the packing plant fire in Holcomb last year, or, you know, even all the way back to BSE. Typically, those kind of things are a single event that happens at one point in time. It's, you know what it is, and you can pretty quickly then start to think about the path to recovery. This one is very different. It's much more amorphous. You know, it's fluid. We don't know where it's going. We pretty sure we haven't reached the worst of it yet, but we aren't going to know for a while when that is. We're not going to know till after the fact that it was the top, and then it's still going to be questions about how long it takes to play out. So bottom line is massive amounts of uncertainty going forward.
And Dr. Peel says in this case, bad has turned to worse.
We've certainly seen that, obviously, with the stock market taking the huge hits, the broader financial markets, the commodity futures markets follow that, and then ultimately they do weigh on cash markets. So we've seen it across the board. And this is a little different than a typical correction or a typical kind of a thing in financial markets where we might be moving money from one place to another. I saw a thing the other day that said, when did we hit the sell everything button? You know, that's kind of what's happening right now, is we're sort of running for cover.
With all that being said, it's still important that we continue to look into the global marketplace for opportunity to sell more U.S. beef. And Dr. Peel indicating that right now we're facing the international market with more players out there maybe than ever before vying for a piece of the action.
You know, Brazil is the leading beef export country in the world. Australia, for many years, was the leading country in the world. They're actually struggling right now. And in fact, the U.S. may actually exceed them a little bit in 2020. We're all aware of the massive wildfires and the droughts that precipitated those fires in Australia. So they've got real issues internally in terms of maintaining production. India, in a very different vein, but it is a major beef producer and exporter. New Zealand is another one. And so the U.S. is playing in a somewhat dynamic global environment right now.
Dr. Peel says that when you think about this global beef market right now, you got to think of China, because they are taking so many pounds of beef, especially from South America, as well as from down under in Australia.
You know, the China market has just exploded in the last 2 years. And so, yeah, the South American exporters and Australia and New Zealand all are the ones supplying that market right now. They've been, there, available, the product's right, the trading relationship was right, and so they've enjoyed tremendous growth in exports to China, sometimes at the expense of other markets they were exporting to. In other cases, it's a function of growth in those markets. So dramatic changes in that scene, really driven at this point by China.
And when you look at the 2019 numbers, China literally buying about 30% of the beef tonnage in the global market.
Started growing maybe 5 or 6 years ago, but really in the last 2 years, just seen, again, an explosion of beef imports in China. And again, it's a country that, you know, even though they don't consume a lot of beef, and they may have only added you know, I don't know, 1 pound to per capita beef consumption, but with a population like you have in China, that's a big amount of beef. And so you see tremendous growth in that market.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, delivering dependable for over 30 years. That's what Superior Video Livestock Auction is all about. And Danny Jones says one of the exciting new ways they've got to bring the market to you is with SLA TV.
Beginning of last year, channel 997 on Dish, and everyone who has Dish Network can get that channel without any additional package. So we're pleased to have rolled that out, and it gives us the flexibility for growth to have auctions anytime we want.
Learn more at SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.